So you've just come out there, Charlie.
I have.
So do you mind me asking a few sort of personal questions?
Yes.
How much time do you spend in the bookies?
I spend an hour in a betting shop every day.
Every other week?
Every day.
7 days a week?
Yes.
Yeah. And what are you doing in there?
I'm gambling on horses.
And what sort of money are you spending?
£10 a day.
And you sort of limit yourself?
My limit, yes.
And do you find that hard to keep to that?
No.
No.
Because I'm an elderly gent.
Yeah.
And I bet to my pocket.
So that's 70 quid a week?
Yes.
Yeah. And do you often win?
Yes.
So what sort of return? Like, give us the last few days' results. Well, what have you done?
Last week I laid out, in total, £4.50, and I got £150 back for £4.50.
So today we're really talking about the fixed odds betting terminals that they've got in every shop here.
Well, the fixed odds betting terminals, it's so addictive to people who come in, they think they can win. And I only have, say, £3 on it if I hardly have to play them. But everybody else plays them, young people play them.
So in your experience, you're an awful lot of time in that shop. What sort of money are people laying out on there?
I would say an hour, £200 an hour.
You've seen that, have you?
Yes, and more.
And more?
Oh, yes, thousands.
Honestly, thousands?
I've seen a woman in there one last year, £9,000, posting £50 notes into the machine like she's posting letters. There's people I know who have lost all their businesses. Thousands, 7,000 a day. It's nothing new, nothing unusual.
So the government want to bring in legislation to stop this. What do you think?
Well, how can they regulate it?
One idea is that the gambler has got to ask permission from the staff in the shop if they want to spend more than £50 on one of these machines. Good idea?
No, because you've got a load of people have coming from all different countries, and they're going to be aggressive. They want to display the machine and try and win some money. And if you interfere with them in any way, they're going to get aggressive, and that's a danger to the staff, surely.
In one of the bookies, you said they already do a warning. What's that about?
What they do in one of the bookmakers, they're watching it on the screens, of course, see how much money's going into the machine. And then the people behind the counter have to go out and say, would you like a cup of coffee or something? You know, if they're going to stay playing. But, of course, people will be aggressive with that. If you go up to somebody who's losing, which a lot of them are, and they kick the machines over, they go bananas, the police are called. I've seen that in all the shops. So
it's very violent sometimes.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, I know most of the people who are in betting shops are young girls. I mean, that's a dangerous thing to do. I think it's a wrong thing the government are doing, you know.
Why is it wrong?
Well, it's wrong because you're causing a danger to some. These guys don't look at it like that. When they're winning, they're all happy, but when they're losing...
So I wouldn't like to be the person, is that what you're saying?
No, I wouldn't like to. That's got to go and tell someone. No, I wouldn't like to do that.
No. I mean, the other thing is, Charlie, sorry, is what's to stop you coming out of one shop and just going to another one?
That's what they do. That's what they do all the time. And where do they get the money from? That's the thing that, you see, I mean, I don't know. I don't know where they get the money from. I've seen thousands and thousands and thousands put in these machines.